a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just a little follow-up to something we were talking about earlier in the week.
Yeah?
The onions.
Yeah, onions.
Onions.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm done with you.
There's no G in onion. So... Well, they've been released, obviously, and now it's we're into sort of the second day, so or we're entering the third day of the onion revolution.
The no-tier onion.
You're doing it on purpose now.
I'm not. I'm just saying it, and I don't care. I live in a world where I say things, and I'm okay with that.
You're having a laugh.
You just need to let go of control.
Start of the week, we found out that Woolies are releasing Happy Chop, which is the new style onion that won't make you cry when you cut it.
What'd you say?
Onion.
Okay.
So we found out about it on Monday. They released them on Wednesday. Hilariously, you went to the supermarket on Tuesday to look for them.
Yeah.
You
so
did
where
not,
are these?
Did not listen to the release date of the 12th.
I got too excited.
So people have had a couple of days now to sort of Wednesday and Thursday to
couple
get to the shops.
Couple of days, not coupler.
Right. I live in a world couple, where I say things.
Couple of days.
And
continue.
So they've had a go at them, and look, people.
They've continue. Sorry, yeah.
They've had a go at them, and people. The response has been mixed.
Mm.
I would have thought everybody would be all about these ones.
Would have.
I've turned her microphone off. So the response has been quite mixed because, and this is an issue that I brought up, I used the words genetically modified, and we decided that was probably not an appropriate term to use because we weren't sure if it was actually proper GM gear. It seems it's been sort of, you don't need to go, no one can hear you, microphone's off. So it seems people are very concerned. Some people are enjoying it, and it seems like there is a bit of a movement now. People are like, oh, I don't know if I want to eat that because it's muddled with or messed with. I've hated every second of this. I'm going to bring you back, but I don't want to.
Want. You can't do it without me. That's
should
right.
we? Should
That's
we just?
Right. You don't like it? Okay. Go on, tell your story.
No.
It's
no.
pronounced meh.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's great when neighbours fight. It's not great when it's you and the neighbour fighting. But, you know, when it's other people, I mean, it's nice to be a spectator, isn't it?
Tell us more, Loggy.
Well, this one, we're going to San Diego for this one. And what a beautiful place it is, San Diego.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Exactly. Yeah. This incredible footage was filmed last month. It's now gone viral. And it's a bit of a weird neighbourhood dispute.
Hmm.
You know, we talk about it a bit. Normally it's from Perth.
You're right.
Normally we travel to Perth for this sort of stuff. And the weirdest stuff that we've heard neighbours fighting about is, you know, one neighbour was a vegan and the other neighbour was cooking meat and the vegan was upset with that.
Yeah, and said, you should have let me know and close your windows when you're cooking in your kitchen or something, that kind of
vibe. Yeah. I mean, that goes in the weird basket, okay? But this is even weirder.
Mm.
I need you to have a listen to this. So neighbour number one is the angry one. It's hard for me to describe it because, you know, you're not seeing the footage. But let's just say on the left-hand side of this street, his property is one house. It's a guy and his wife. You cannot hear. What?
Just, I guess the left-hand side of the street is subjective, isn't it? Because it depends which way
No, I know, but that's what
to.
I'm saying. I'm saying if you're staring at the houses, we're on the same side of the street, right? Mm. The left one is one neighbour, the right. Anyway, who cares? It doesn't matter now.
Are we on the footpath in front of the houses
Shut
or
up.
Are we
anyway,
across the road on the footpath?
So here we go. A neighbour is standing in his own yard.
Yep.
The other neighbour comes over to see him, but the neighbour in his own yard is the angry one.
Okay.
Normally it's the other way around.
Angry
neighbours are going to,
steamed
to your
up.
House,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Have a listen.
So hang on. Because you're holding our cat. I just want to be clear. You're upset because we made friends with your cat, sir?
You're keeping it in your
no,
yard.
No, I'm not.
It's our cat.
You understand?
Our cat.
I'm not even in my yard right now. What am I doing? The gate's open. Hard.
You're unreasonable people. You're holding our cat.
How? I'm not even in there. I want you to explain how.
If you would go in your yard and say, Mercury, go home. Don't come in our yard anymore.
She will not. She's a cat. She doesn't speak English.
Oh, really? This doesn't mean go home?
No.
Huh?
Hand
huh?
signals don't mean anything. It's a cat, dude.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
So he's waving his hands he's like, this doesn't mean go home. Yeah, right.
So he is upset that his cat, Mercury, is going over to the neighbor's house and visiting the neighbors.
Classic cat behavior.
I love it when cats visit.
I know you do.
It's beautiful. Mm. My sister lives next door to a cat that comes in and just hangs out with her in the afternoons on the couch and then goes back. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's nothing better, right? This person, very upset. And then it goes up a level.
Cat pervert.
Oh my God,
I have
cat
done.
Pervert.
I've done nothing
cat
to bring
pervert.
The cat. I've done
cat
nothing
pervert.
To bring the.
This dude's
cat
lost.
Pervert.
This dude, he's lost it. He's lost it.
Cat pervert.
Cat pervert. What? That's got to be kept on our show, obviously.
Obviously,
cat
I'm keeping
pervert.
That.
Keep that one, right? So this neighbor's not. He's not all with it. If I heard someone yell like cat pervert, I'd be like, where? Let's go. That guy's not a cat pervert.
The guy who's yelling cat pervert doesn't understand cats. He's got a cat, but he doesn't understand how cats work. They run to their own sort of agenda.
Yeah.
They will go and get food wherever they can, and then they'll come home and they'll poop wherever they want.
Exactly. Can we reach a resolution? Let's find out.
You know what? There's a crime about you harboring my cat.
What crime is that?
It's against the law.
What crime is that?
It's called harboring an animal.
I can understand being angry if my cat was in your yard. You're angry because your cat is in my yard.
You can just send my cat home.
No, I can't. I don't speak cat, dude.
I feel like he's just sort of baiting him at that point.
Cat pervert.
Cat pervert.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Is.
You can't be upset because your cat has gone into someone else's yard.
And this tells you everything you need to know about cat people. Okay? This explains everything.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So for the last 2 weeks on air, I've been getting the help of the people and the help of the man himself, Cameron Ling.
Oh, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Oh, all right. Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Hello. Don't disagree at all. I had to move the trampoline. It was an 8-foot trampoline, or is an 8-foot trampoline, that we had set up at my parents' house where we were living before we bought our house that we now live in. And it's 2 km across Lara from one side of Petulis Road to the other. And I wasn't sure sort of the best way to do it without dismantling it and then needing to spend another 5.5 hours setting it up like the first time round.
Yeah.
So options that were presented to me were rolling it down the street like a big cookie.
Yeah. leaving it out on the street so that some criminals might steal it, take it a K and then just leave it, and then you just have to take it the rest of the way.
That's right, hoping that they would head in the direction of my house.
Yeah.
That would seem to be hit or miss.
It did, didn't
one.
It? Couldn't
yeah,
trust.
No.
No.
We did have some beautiful people, sort of residents of Lara or residents of Geelong, offer to, you know, use tipper trucks and that kind of thing to
I
help
love
me.
Our people.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. I didn't utilise any of their services. Felt a bit weird.
Yeah.
Felt a bit weird.
Because you'd have to pay them, you see, or give them a 6-pack or something. And instead, you just enlisted the help of Cameron.
I gave him a coffee afterwards.
Lovely.
We sat around and had a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to know my stepdad, Anthony, the three of us. Anyway, so we moved it. We moved it this week. We got it sorted. We chucked it on the back of, this was the original plan too, of our cage trailer, upside down, sat it on top of the cage and just strapped it down like a real mother. it was tight as. Because I was worried about it just lifting the actual trailer off the ground if it's like some sort of wind sail, when you go
What can happen in 2 km, mate?
You know, when you go on holidays and it's on the back of the speedboat and a little parachute thing? That's sort of how I envisioned it.
The way you drive.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got it there, got it over the fence and into the yard. Brilliant. The thing was I'd taken the walls off, you know, the poles, the supporting poles and the roof. And so that was sort of all just piled up next to it for a good 2 days. Until yesterday afternoon, finished work at lunchtime, headed home, got a 6-pack on the way. I was like, sunny out, today's the day, I'm going to make this happen. And then I got there and so all of the netting and all the poles and everything were all still together. I hadn't dismantled any of it. I'd literally just lifted it straight off the outside of the trampoline
and
piled it up.
Yeah.
And so then I went to lift it all myself and was like, oh, my God, how am I going to manage?
Yeah, you go to the gym now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I got it done.
Yeah.
I got it lifted, but it was a real bloody juggle.
You called over Anthony again, didn't you?
No, Anthony, no.
It was your mum this time. Your mum helped you?
No, I was on my own.
Yeah. You gave up. You sat and drank beers waiting for Carly to get up.
It took four beers. But in that time, I worked out that if I took the horizontal linking poles at the top out of the netting and then the bottom halves of the poles that go up the sides, so there was just the poles inside the foam, and then put it on top of the trampoline like a star, and then gradually reassembled it and then bolted it on leg by leg. We have a trampoline, guys. I did it on my own, just me. Managed to get this sorted. I had to really problem solve.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you'll tell everyone that asks as well. Did it all by myself, guys. What, the moving and everything?
Yeah,
not all by myself.
Lingy who?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I wonder what Cameron Ling's doing right now, Log.
Sleeping?
Nah, not with three boys. He'd be
getting
them ready for school, pouring glasses of orange juice. Because it's the Ling household.
No. It'd be. It's the Crown. That's why he loves the Crown so much.
What?
Because the nannies take care of the kids.
Oh, yes.
And then they open the curtains at 9 o'clock. Good morning, Mr. Ling. He's like, shut the curtain, not today.
Oh, I imagine it more like the Kardashians, you know, where they have a whole entourage of sort of staff just to raise the children and sort of wipe their bottoms.
Yeah.
I mean, the adults' bottoms, not the children.
Who doesn't love a bidet that's actually just someone else's hand? I'm so sorry.
Have you seen the bidet? This is Bidet Brown. This is his name. his name is Bidet.
It's just a guy. He's holding a towel.
He's a French guy. And then he throws the towel in the bin because we have unlimited money.
So friendly.
They are so not like that. God, we give him such a hard time.
Me too.
Cameron Ling.
Oh, bless him. I miss him already.
Nah, you don't.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. It is important they think you're smart, though, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Not my best work.
No, I loved it, mate.
All right, fun facts for you. This week, did you know, traditionally, all babies in South Korea were considered to be 1 year old at birth. So you...
Yes.
You land and you won.
Yes.
Straight up, and then you turn two on the 1st of January the next year.
Yes, exactly. I've heard about this recently.
Just recently, though, the South Korean government has adopted the Western style of counting age, so millions of people have become a year younger overnight because they dropped that one.
And that'd be hard too, because then your New Year's plans kind of free up a bit, don't they?
Well, no, because it's not everyone's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair. Hmm. I've got two mates that have their birthday on sort of the 1st of January.
Yeah.
And every year they really look forward to me reaching out and going, hey, mate, having a big party for you. We're turning it on.
Yeah.
Sydney, going to light it up for you. Melbourne, lighting it up for you.
Yeah, we're taking care of it.
Yeah. They love it. In 1935, the Tour de France, which is, if it's not on now, it's coming soon.
I think it's on now.
Yeah, good. The riders all decided to take a break when they saw free beers by the side of the road, and I feel that in my soul.
Yes. Well, you know, you've got the peptides anyway, so it's just...
All except one. Justin Moineau had arranged for the beers to be there to lure the other cyclists away so he could continue on and win the race.
Amazing.
Yeah, clever. Very clever. If you ever need to...
Oh, I know.
Distract me.
I know very well.
In early drafts of Lord of the Rings, Sauron was a giant evil...
Sauron?
Yeah. Really? I always called him Sauron.
Sauron. Eye of Sauron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that till the movie, though.
Oh, I get it. You've read the books. It's your personality.
Giant evil cat, which is very Alice in Wonderland, really, isn't it?
So that's why the eye, I guess, is shaped like that. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
You would have read about it in your book.
There's almost no evidence that women stay at home while men hunt in hunter-gatherer societies. Mm. Indeed, in 80% of societies on record, women are active participants in hunting.
Thank you. That's very cool.
Shut up, everybody.
That's a really cool fun fact.
Latchkey incontinence, you'll know this one.
What was that? What?
Latchkey incontinence is the sudden need to urinate as soon as you get home. You know, when you're like, even when you get close to home, you're like, oh,
your
God.
Your body knows.
I didn't realise. When you're trying to turn the key, you're like, oh, God.
You've held on for 2 hours.
What's happening?
Your body knows.
You just wet yourself on the doorstep.
Who amongst us have not?
All right, let's wrap it up today with a word of the day.
Oh.
Haven't done one of these before, but I thought I'd bring this one to the table. Because I feel like not only will you enjoy it, but you may continue to use it. And who knows, you might already know it.
Mm.
Word of the day today is sploot.
Oh.
To sploot is the pose of an animal when it lies on its stomach with its hind legs stretched out behind its body.
Oh, cute.
So I imagine
after a big stretch.
Wombi loves a sploot. Or look, there's a picture of a squirrel doing a sploot.
Oh, I love the sploot.
That's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't. Fun fact.
Tom Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.